Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to his name. He reigns, he lives, he's awesome. We thank him, we love him. Hallelujah. Praise our God. This is the program known as The Called According to His Purpose, and this is Pastor Deborah Gray along with my husband, Pastor Toby Gray. And we are so grateful to God for this medium known as Blog Talk Radio to just share the love of Jesus, share hope to all of God's people everywhere. We are able to reach places that we have never seen with our eyes and know that the same God that keeps them is the same God that keeps us, and we can encourage each other and pray for one another through this medium. We thank God today also for our church here in Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, City on a Hill Ministries, hallelujah, where we pray always that God's abundant life that he has desired for his people to have will flow freely here amongst God's people, and that others will get on board and realize, hey, I haven't been living the life abundantly that Christ died to give to me. So we are thankful to God and grateful for this opportunity. We have been talking about over the last several weeks the power, the peace, and the mission of this life, which is, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost. And we are always in need of his presence. We are always in need of his leading and his guiding. And I'm so grateful tonight that the Lord has allowed us to delve richly into this topic. And this night we want to share celebratory stories of what God has done, who he is in our lives. And we're just grateful to have the opportunity to do so. I have invited some callers to join tonight in this celebration, and I'm so thankful to the Lord for one such caller tonight. Praise the Lord. And I think I know who it is. Hallelujah. A dear friend. If I'm right about this, praise the Lord. Caller, with the last four digits of your phone number being 3006, I'm going to unmute you now, give you opportunity to say hello. I think this can only be one person, praise our God. So, hallelujah. You are unmuted, and if you would just bring greetings.
Good afternoon. This is Apostle Bahati coming to you from sunny, beautiful Arizona, Southwest Desert. And I just say greetings to all those that are on the line. It's a pleasure, an opportunity to be able to log in on tonight. And I love you all and waiting to see you in Arizona very soon. So God bless you.
Praise
I'm excited
God.
To call and see what you're talking about tonight.
Praise God. Now say to God, I know that those of you who are listening and those of you who will listen to this broadcast at a later time will hear this. So let me stop here now. I'm muting Prophetess Bahati for a moment because I want to give her opportunity at the mic for an extended period of time. But I want to bring an introduction to you of who this woman of God is. Hallelujah. You know, when God puts people in your life and he blesses you to meet people that are his people, it is a privilege, saints of God. It is, I almost consider it almost a wonder because the person and the power of their lives and how God uses them is such a grand thing, great, wonderful thing that, it just awes me sometimes to say, wow, Lord, that not only you have moved in the life of this person, but that you have allowed my life to touch the life of this person. Pastor and prophetess Anya Bahati is a wellness practitioner as well as someone who fully operates in those titles that I just gave her the name for. She does reside in Phoenix, Arizona, and we have, to this date, have not laid eyes on each other. However, I don't think I could be closer to anyone from a distance than I am to her. She is truly my sister. She is a great woman of God. She has blessed not only my family, I mean my husband as well as myself. She has been a blessing to people that she has not even met and does not even know by name, simply because the things she has taught me about wellness and keeping my body in better condition and taking better care of my body, I have wound up sharing with others, and I know it has blessed their lives richly. So people that I barely even know, actually, because I've shared this even on my job with customers that I've talked to on the phone, she has no idea how greatly God has used her for what she has studied and learned over the years. She is a true prophetess of God. I have witnessed her speaking words of prophecy to people, again, that she has never met, simply because God has given her the mind and, hallelujah, given her the spirit, let me say, to be able to speak into someone's life purely. You know, that's the sign of a true prophet, when someone can speak into the life of someone that they've never met and speak true words, hallelujah, words that could be confirmed even at that time without having known anything about that person's life. She's sorely missed. My husband and I, we always wish her to be here, and we thought of kidnapping her, but we know that Phoenix, Arizona would miss a great gift if we take her away. So we just kind of concede, and we're going along with the plan of God that she be there. But she is she's a loving and a vibrant woman of God with a rich word. And so I want to give Prophetess Bahati opportunity now to speak as long as she chooses to on the air. Woman of God, the topic tonight is the power, the peace, and omniscience of this life. Who is the Holy Ghost? He is the power, and he is the peace, and he is the omniscience, the one who is everywhere at the same time in all situations, whether it be good or bad. He is the one who is in everything. And we just wanted to give praise reports tonight, but actually, woman of God, whatever the Lord lays on your heart to say about the Holy Ghost, and we want you to have liberty and freedom in expressing yourself tonight. Hallelujah. So I give you the mic. Hallelujah. And just feel free in the spirit, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I wasn't expecting this, Pastor Deborah, but you kind of pumped me up there pretty good, and I really am. I'm so humbled. I am really so humbled that that God has graced me to have you in my life, you and Pastor Toby, and I love you guys so much. You know that I do, and I'm just anticipating and waiting to see you soon in Arizona. And I just want to put a little plug in, if you allow me. We will be having a conference, and it's going very well here in Arizona. It's going to be October the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Let me grab my planner right quick and make sure I'm giving you accurate dates. But it's going to be in October, and I'm bringing you guys out here in October because I don't know. I'm not used to the cold weather. It's always hot and sunny Arizona, so I know that it may be kind of difficult for them to come out here in the middle of June, in the middle of the summer. So I'm trying to bring you out in what would be considered an off fall, but it may be summertime to you that are coming from a colder climate. And so it's going to be October the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. We will have a conference here in Phoenix, Arizona. And for you that would like to come, You could call me at 602-323-1540, and that's 602-323-1540. And it's just been an honor and a privilege for me to have met everyone that I'm associated with on the EMFI family. I am now part of that family, so lucky to be a part of that family. But I don't want to take up a whole lot of time because I called in and I love to hear Pastor Deborah and Pastor Tori expound on the Word of God. And because they are truly awesome men and women of God carrying on the battle in the last days and time. And we're speaking about the Holy Ghost. And I can tell you that if it wouldn't be for the Holy Ghost, neither one of us would be on this line on tonight. None of us that are listening, we wouldn't be here tonight. And the awesome thing and the most beautiful thing that I love about it, and I know that in these days and times, he may not be a very popular person to a whole lot of people because a lot of us don't have him. We don't carry him with us, and we have never been introduced to him. A lot of people have been saved in the church, and we have a church full of saved people, but we don't have a church full of people that are Holy Ghost filled. Because, see, once we get the Holy Ghost, with that Holy Ghost, he brings some things with him when he comes into our lives really will start changing. And the awesome thing about it is when Christ left us, he said he was going to leave us, but he wouldn't leave us comfortless. I know the disciples, as he's standing there, and I could just imagine being a disciple, if I could just take myself back to that day as he's talking to them and he started ascending into heaven. And I could imagine the grief that they were feeling that someone was leaving them and the way that he left. But he said the same way that he left, he's coming back again that same way. So we got to look to the hills from which cometh our help. He is our help. And if he left and ascended in, he's going to descend and come back down to this earth again to receive us that are holy, without spot, without blemish. And so he told them, he said, you know, you don't have to worry. You don't have to be all upset because I'm not going to leave you. I'm not leaving you alone. He said, I will never leave you. No, I'll never leave you. Even until the end of time, I will never leave you. And so he sent, I'm going to send you a comforter. He sent us a wonderful comforter, which was the Holy Ghost. But he told them that they needed to tarry in order to receive this. And those that didn't believe it, they didn't go. So on the day of Pentecost, we know what happened on the day of Pentecost. And I'm so glad about the day of Pentecost. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because, you know, for us that have received the Holy Ghost, I don't know about you, but I'll never, ever forget the day that I received the Holy Ghost. Even as a child, I experienced the Holy Spirit, and it's such a wonderful thing. I can remember back in 2006 when I had a heart attack, and, you know, the devil, he doesn't care where he attacked you. I was in church when it started, but after I left, it eventually came full-blown, but I eventually ended up in the ICU. And I know that my family, my church family, everyone was praying for me in the waiting room of the hospital. And I was so, I at the time, they had two or three nurses in the room with me, and they would not leave my side. And I was looking at the monitors, and I've been to the medical field for a long time, so I know how to read the monitors. And I knew I was in danger. I knew that I was in danger, but I didn't have any fear. I didn't care because I knew that no matter what happened to me, I was still going to be all right. I didn't want to leave this earth because I didn't want to leave my family and my friends behind. But even if I did, I knew that I was going to be all right because I knew that that comforter was with me. And as I became unconscious, I woke up, and maybe a day or two later, I was in ICU. And as soon as I opened my eyes, all I could do was just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me another chance. And see, that's what the Holy Ghost is all about. He gives us another chance. He gives us that salvation that we have. And when we get the Holy Ghost, you know, we have a lot of people that are claiming to be doing a lot of things, but without the Holy Ghost, you really can't do much of anything. You don't have any power. That's where our power comes from, that anointing. That anointing of the Holy Ghost, it comes through the Holy Spirit. That's where the healing comes in at. That's where our deliverance comes in at. When we pray for somebody, we know that if we have the Holy Ghost, it's not us that's doing it, but it's the Holy Ghost, it's that Spirit within us. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so I would behoove you, I would encourage you, you that are on the line, you that have never experienced the Holy Ghost before. I've never been a drug addict, and I don't know what it feels like to have ever used drugs because I've never smoked marijuana, I've never done any of that. You know, alcohol used to be my choice, and it made me feel pretty good. But I know one thing about it is this: there's nothing that I have ever experienced that have ever made me feel better than the Holy Ghost has made me feel. And it is a comforter. It is a reliever. And it is a he said he will guide you and lead you into all righteousness. And he guides you, and he tells you which way to go and what to do. And if you just listen to him, and if you just keep him in your heart, you won't go wrong. You will never ever. Matter of fact, you will be continuously trying to seek him more and trying to have more of him. The more you seek him, the more he comes in. And it's an awesome thing because we can't make it in this world without the Holy Ghost. And he is a person. He is a person. You know, you have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we have to respect because, as a matter of fact, the Bible says that there's a sin that's unforgivable. That sin is the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. When we blaspheme the Holy Ghost or we speak against the Holy Ghost or speak things in, that's an unforgivable sin. So we have to be careful about what we say and what we do. And I tell you once again, it's the most awesome feeling that you could ever feel. I don't think there's any feeling in the world other than feeling the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, I know that, you know, when I'm slain in the Spirit, you know, I don't know if people really believe in that anymore nowadays, but I do. I still believe in being slain in the Spirit. I believe sometimes causing a Holy Ghost coma. It's the most beautiful feeling that you could ever have in your life. I don't know if you've ever experienced it or not, but if you haven't, I will pray that if you come to Arizona and that we will come through our conference, that you will be able to have that experience. Because once you have that experience, you will never, ever forget it. You will always want to feel the presence of this Holy Spirit. No matter where you are, day or night, he's always with you. But he cannot dwell in an unclean temple. He will not dwell in an unclean temple. So in order for him to come in, you got to be clean. You got to keep your temple clean. Just like you can get him easy, you can lose him easy. And you don't want to lose him. But the awesome thing about it is if you do lose him, you can always reclaim him and get him back again. Just repent of your sins and let the Holy Spirit come in. And we need a church full of Holy Ghost-filled people nowadays. And I believe we can make a difference in the world if we would just bow ourselves down and humble ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and allow him to come into your life for real. No play, but allow him to come in for real and allow him to use you. He will take care of you. He will take you through all things in school. He takes me through school. It hasn't been easy, but he's taken me through school. He's taken me through all the situations in my life. There's been many times I've came close to death doors, but God just brought me through every time. I'm dealing with some things right now, and I'm expecting a praise report just like Pastor Toby had. I'm expecting complete and total deliverance because I'm not on any conventional medication for it at all, and I believe that God is going to heal my body. I truly believe that because he's done it before, and he can do it again. And at that time, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to release, be quiet because I can go on and on and on. I mean, just talking about the Holy Presence, just talking about his presence and his spirit right now, I just feel joy. You know, I feel like sometimes, you know, when he come on you, he said he make you, sometimes you run, sometimes you cry. The experience that you have, everybody have a different experience when the Holy Spirit come upon you, but you will know that you've been touched by the Holy Spirit. Nobody have to tell you that you got it because you'll know it for yourself. And so I say to you that have not received it, seek it. Earnestly seek it. Earnestly seek the Holy Presence because it's an awesome thing to have. And I thank you for the opportunity to speak on today, Pastor Deborah. I didn't call in to speak, but if I have opportunity in season and out of season, I always have something good to say about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I ask that you pray for me, continue to pray for my family, continue to pray for my health, that I will continue to go forth in the name of Jesus, no matter what. I'm not going to let nothing stop me because I got to finish this race. I have to finish the race, and I got to finish the race so that he can say to me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. See, without the Holy Ghost, you won't be able to see him. You won't be able to say, you won't hear those words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. But you'll hear some words, but they won't be those words. You'll hear him say, depart from me, I know you not, you workers of iniquity. And I don't want anybody to have to ever hear those words because hell is enlarging every day, but so is heaven. And I want to see you in heaven someday. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints, did you hear what I heard? Hallelujah. Did you hear the fire of the Holy Ghost and the words that the woman of God shared? I thank God for her. I listened and I heard and I felt and I could identify with some of the things that she was saying just from our old previous conversations personally, the two of us together. But I tell you, saints, that there was one thing that I left out in all of the teaching that went forth prior to this episode or the Holy Ghost. And that one thing is I left out the fact of how important it is to be surrounded by believers of like-minded faith. You know, it is so very important. How could I go wrong when I have a woman of God like that as a friend? Someone who believes in the power of the Holy Ghost. Someone who not only believes in it, but someone who's walking with the Holy Ghost every day. There's a lot of people who believe a lot of things, but they don't practice what they believe in their own day-to-day lives. And then there are some of those chosen few that not only talk the talk, but they walk the walk. They live it. They breathe it. This is who they are. And I thank God for the presence of God in Prophetess and Pastor Anya Bahati's life, how God is able to use her so mightily. Hallelujah. You know, these are the kinds of people, saints, that you need to be around. These are the kinds of people that you need to allow to be in your life, and you need to encourage these people to be in your life. How do you encourage them to be in your life? You need to be like-minded. You need to invite the presence and the power of God in your life richly so that you too can be attractive to them as they are attractive to you, and feel that power, that same power that, as Pastor Bahati was mentioning, that was the power that Jesus let his disciples know was going to come into their lives. He says, you will be endued with power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. So that's the power that we walk in today when we invite the Holy Ghost into our lives. When, as Pastor Bahati mentioned, when we allow God to sway us in the spirit and feel that I tell you, and she's right. There's no feeling like it. There's nothing that I know in this world that you could ever experience that's like it. The power of God over your body is one part of it all. But then there is the peace of knowing that God has got you, no matter where you may be, that you are in a personal, intimate moment with the Lord of hosts right there and then. There's nothing like it. There's no feeling like it. I can't think of any words to describe it. I can tell you what's going on and what I just said, but to describe what that feels like, there's no words to even describe it. God is so rich and so powerful and so mighty and so loving, and to think that he would share himself with us, my God, so intimately. Thanks to God that the purpose of this show is to encourage all believers, hallelujah, wherever you may be. If you have not invited the Holy Spirit to be a part of your life, if you've not invited him in your heart, if you've not asked him to fill you, and he must baptize you. Even Jesus himself said to us that you were baptized with the baptism of John, but you will be baptized when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. That's a different kind of baptism. It is an infilling, indwelling presence of God in your life, and there's nothing like it. And if you've not invited him to come in that way, you need to do so. You need to do so so that you can feel that presence and that power living and dwelling on the inside of you, leading and guiding, giving you wisdom. Hallelujah. I am blessed. Thanks to God, I'm blessed. If you didn't know I was blessed, let me let you know I'm a blessed woman of God. And my greatest blessing, my most valuable blessing, are the people of God in my life. Now, you just heard from Pastor and Prophetess Anya Bahati, who lives out in Phoenix, Arizona. I am blessed to have yet another friend, and she is another woman of God. Her name is Dr. Patricia Conley. Let me tell you a little bit about this woman of God. Before I started preaching, before my husband started preaching, we were both at a church called Apostolic House of Prayer in Jesus' Name. It is still there in Lexington, Kentucky. And this woman of God was one of the associate ministers at this church. She and her mother, and there were a few others in ministry at that time there.
and I watched her. You know, when you watch a person, you don't just watch them in the pulpit. You watch their life. You watch them live. You watch them do the things that they do. And I saw this woman of God. I saw the love that she had for children, the love that she had for youth. I saw how the youth of the church looked to her because they felt that they were being understood by her. They felt comfortable with her. My own children were part of that group that loved Dr. Conley. Oh, yeah, they trusted Dr. Conley. I saw the integrity of the woman. I have come to know her as a friend, and I know that she loves the Lord purely. You know, when you meet a woman of God who loves the Lord, they are so different than the women of the world. There is a purity about them. There is a gentleness and a beauty of character and a beauty on the outside about these women. And I'm so privileged that God would bless me with such friends. I tell you, I'm grateful. I'm grateful with God. I'm grateful to him today. And so I want to give opportunity now, and I tell her the same as I just told Pastor Bahati. I call her Tricia, just like I call Pastor Bahati Anya, when we're just in the privacy of just being friends on the phone. Dr. Conley, you have liberty in the Lord at this moment, and you just let the Lord God use you as you speak on the Holy Ghost. Whatever the Lord gives you to say, we just want to hear. Because I know that you're a vessel set aside for God's use, and I'm so grateful to God that he's allowed you to be in my life. So I'm going to let Dr. Patricia Conley, Evangelist Dr. Patricia Conley, come and just speak to you as the Lord gives her unction to do so. Hallelujah.
You know, praise the Lord. I really appreciate being able to come to you today. And I praise you, Pastor, for just invite to come on and just speak at my liberty. And one of the things about the Holy Ghost is, you know, God is never sleeping. You know, I praise God for the fact that he knows what he's doing. And because he knows what he's doing and he never fails at what he's doing, we can find ourselves able to lean on him. And one of the things that I would probably think about is the day that when the Holy Ghost came to live on the inside of me. And I'm thinking about at the time when I was filled with the Holy Ghost, I was of the age of 16 years old. Now, where I came from, you have to understand that I already thought that I had everything that I needed. I was saying my prayers, I was going to church, and I was still with that prayer at the age of 16, still saying, now lay me down to sleep. And I remember bowing down, and I would say that prayer and get up and know that, you know, everything was all right between me and the Lord. But one day, the Lord began, I got an invite to come to a church. And when I went to that church, I came there looking for something that was not of God. I came there just to spy out, to see what I could see, and to try to see what they were doing, but yet knowing that I didn't need it. But I praise God that when I left out of there, the songwriter said, something got a hold on me. And I praise God that the fact of that I was filled with the Holy Ghost and it gave me the power. See, we say we are filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence or the sign of speaking in tongues. But it's not only that, it's that it gave you power. Now, what was that power going to do? It was that it was going to take us. It wasn't that we were going to escape tests and trials and wasn't going to go through anything. It meant that I had someone now to walk alongside with me through it. So I praise God for the fact that the Holy Ghost makes himself known. And I think that if anybody's out there and they're just seeking to know who God is, if you just ask him, you don't have to play the game. You don't have to try to come in any type of form. I remember going to the church, and I didn't dress up. I just wore what I had, and I came there because I was invited. But I didn't realize that the invitation really came from the Lord. The Lord invited me because he says that with love and kindness I draw thee. So he did the inviting. He just used somebody as an instrument to use their mouth and to show their love towards me for me to come. So I say to any man, woman, or child, you're never too old, and you're certainly never too young to receive of God. All it takes is a want to. See, we have to come to a point where I want something better than what I have. I want to know him. And if I'm going to know him, then I have to understand some things about him. You know, one of the things is he keeps every word. He said, if one jot or one tittle of my word would fail, heaven and the earth would pass away. So if God said he's going to do it, you can bank it, because that's what he's going to do. And I praise God for the fact that it's been now over 39 years that since the day that my soul cried out to the Lord, and from the time that invitation took place until now. And it don't mean, like I said, that you don't go through, but it does mean that I have someone greater than me. I've got more than an opinion on my side. I've got a living Savior. I've got somebody that walked on the water. I've got somebody that looked over and touched the man that was in the coffin, and it was her only son, and he touched the coffin, and the man rose up out of that coffin. I got somebody that looked up and said, cast your net on the right side and ye shall find. I got that kind of God that is able to do anything. Failure is not an option. God is able. So if you're hungry and if you're thirsty and you've been looking and you don't understand it, you don't know what to do, call on him. Call on him with a sincerity. Call on him like you mean it. Call on him with an expectation. Call on him believing that he's going to answer. Oh, somebody said, well, I called him and I didn't get no response. Call him again. Call him again. Don't you dare give up 5 minutes before the blessing. Call him again. Call him with a, well, you know how when a child calls his mother, first she'll say, what is it that you want? But it's the way he calls. And if he calls her with an urgency, she's going to feel it. And that's how God is. When you call him with a sincerity of your heart, he's going to know it. And God forbid that he leave you hanging. I praise God for the fact that he's not only just who he say he is, he exceeds who he says he is. Just when I want to label him, sis, I want to say, hey, God, you're so good, but I have to instantly change that good to you're awesome. Then I have to change that awesome to, Lord God, you're almighty. Then I have to change that to, Lord, all I can say is that you're Alpha and Omega, your beginning and the ending. And when I'm finished praising him, when I'm finished, everything that I think about, I still think that I haven't enough vocabulary in me to really give him the praise, to really exalt him for who he really is. So I just want to encourage every man, every woman, and every child, seek him with your whole heart. You're going to find him. Or the enemy will say, ain't nothing to that. But seek him with your whole heart. I dare you just to give him a great opportunity. We go so far, and we have a spirit of quitting in us. We want to recap what we just said. But if you hang in there with Jesus, he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And that's what we have to believe. We have to trust him. We have to trust him. I heard one of the brothers say was Bishop Paul Morton. This is what he said. He said, can you trust God when you can't trace him? That's awesome. Can you trust him when you can't trace him? But if you ever tasted of him, if you ever tasted and saw that the God that you were seeking was so good, oh, you'll hang on in there. There's something about him that's compelling. It'll make you want to. Because you know what? You can't back up. When you found that which is real, and God has wrapped his loving arms around you, and he has kept you in the storms, when everybody said you was nothing, people said, she can't do that. She ain't gonna be able to do that. She can't come through that. Oh, did you hear about so-and-so? Honey, I'm going to tell you, God is right there. You know, I always think about this saying that my pastor would say. He would say, now look at a seed you planted in the ground. And though you plant it in the ground, and everybody that walks past it may never know that seed is in that ground until there becomes something begins to push up through that dirt. There comes an opportunity in our lives that we're not always on the bottom. God is so good and so merciful that through his power, the power of his name will push you up out of the dirt. It'll push you out of what man said you was. It'll push you toward a destiny, a purpose in your life. And if all you have to do is just let God do the work. Don't interfere. Don't try to help him. Don't give him any advice. Because, see, we're looking at frames. If you look at your life like a picture frame, you got a frame. You're looking at that frame. Well, that frame may not look so good, but all you ought to check out the next picture. So, see, Jesus is looking at the whole picture, and we're looking at frames every day. Monday, this happened. Tuesday, this happened. Just frames of our lives. But God said, I saw it all. I saw the beginning, and I saw your end. And ain't nothing going to take you and overtake you until I say that it's time for you to go. Ain't nothing. I don't care where you are or where you found yourself at this morning. I don't care where you was laying, where you got up off at, where they dropped you off at, where you are sitting right now, and maybe you're doing everything under the sun. But I'm going to tell you something. You are not been called to this station for nothing. God has a word, and that word will do its job. He said that word will never fail. It can't fail. If God said it, that's how it's going to be. Somebody said, somebody prayed for me. Somebody had me on their mind. Somebody took the time and prayed for me. And that's how it is right now. You say, well, I don't have nobody to pray for me, but somebody's praying. Somebody's praying, and because somebody's praying, God is up to something. And if we will allow God in 2015 to do what he wants to do, oh, we will find ourselves reaping the benefit of good. There's no failure in him. He's so big. He's not just a little baby wrapped in the swaddling of clothing. Don't you know that when he got up out of that grave, he got up declaring? He got up with all power. He said, all power in heaven and in earth is in my hands. Now, that God that got up is the same God that wants to live in us. He said, I want you to have the power to overcome it, the power. Oh, it looked like I couldn't do it. It looked insurmountable. It looked like I was going down for the last time. But the power of God that spoke, the power of God that caused me to declare a thing, see it happen. That's what I'm talking about today. We're living in the power. We're living in the power of the awesome God. And when we're doing that, we're letting God go. So I bless every man, every woman, and every child, because I believe that when we let go and we surrender to the Lord, we're going to reap a benefit. So when we reap from God, we can't do nothing. We can't do nothing but celebrate the fact that he's alive. I don't care what people are saying. I don't care what it looked like, what it feel like. He's alive, and he's just not sitting by. He's a willing participant of your situation. He's right there to help you. All you got to do is call him. Call him and receive his power. God bless every one of you. God bless you today. Thank you, Pastor.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Could you tell, saints of God, that you were listening to preachers? Women of God that have expounded in the word, women of God who have studied the word and have loved the Lord and have richly just shared what God has given to them. I thank you, Dr. Conley. Hallelujah. I thank God for who you are and how God has used you to bless us tonight. I thank God for every word that has been spoken. It is, you know, it's just like God. God has used, and I know you two women haven't met each other, but you've met each other through me. And the Lord used, praise the Lord, Prophet Pastor Anya Bahati earlier, and then praise God, you, Evangelist Dr. Patricia Conley, the Lord has used you. It is just like God. He gave us a rich, full, wholesome view of the Holy Ghost. He used you to say what he had you to say, and he used Dr. Bahati to say what she said. And there was nothing that was something's probably well repeated. But for the most part, you two women both gave all of us a blessing and a teaching to just kind of sum up what I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks on the Holy Ghost from two different standpoints. And we have been blessed. We've been richly blessed. And I cannot say enough how I thank God for both of you, how I thank God for knowing you both personally, being able to call you friends, how I'm able to think on, and I do this. I will take moments when I'm sitting somewhere by myself and just thinking, and I will think about the people that God's put into my life. Smile will come across my face. I may not call, and my friends know this about me, I may not call as often as I should call, as maybe I need to call. But you're never out of my heart. I have admired both of you. I have thought very, very highly of the great things that the Lord has blessed you to be able to accomplish in your lives. And truly, I just thank God that you're my friend. It is interesting that the enemy is trying to do something in both of your lives. But it is such an assurance after listening to both of you tonight. And it is an assurance in my soul, hallelujah, not to mention in my spirit, which is where the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, which is what my husband's been teaching on and staying on between yesterday when we had some time with our boys and today after our prayer time. We were just still considering that word in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It is an assurance in my soul and in my spirit that God is not only going to bring both of you to full wellness, full wholeness in your bodies. Thank you, Jesus. But thank that he's going to use y'all even more so in the days to come because you are both power, hallelujah, Holy Ghost-filled, powerful women of God who have so much to share, so much to give, so much wisdom to declare, so much to teach, so much to preach. And truly, I know God is going to use you because he always wants to use those who are sold out for him. And you two women of God are truly sold out to the Father, and he loves you. And he loves the fact that you're sold out. So I just want to encourage you both tonight. Let the words that you spoke, the preached word that you both spoke tonight, let it encourage your own hearts as much as it has encouraged not only my heart, but the hearts of all of those others who are listening. You have blessed us. You've blessed us richly. And I would be amiss. I would like to give some time for Pastor Toby to come on, hallelujah, but we're all kind of caught up here because we have household duties, and me doing the show tonight, I've asked him to take care of picking up our son, so I know he's in preparation to doing that, and you know, certainly if he could grab the two of you, he'd probably give the two of you big hugs and lots of love because he loves you both, but I want to give the last couple of minutes, hallelujah, to prayer from both of you women of God for all the listeners. I feel not the same, and I've mentioned this to others at different times. I don't feel the same urgency that I felt last year in feeling the need to declare to men, women, boys, and girls, you must be saved. You must come to God. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost. There is that urgency that's there. But I feel as though in this year of 2015, the Lord has brought us to a new disposition, and it is a disposition of rest and restoration for his people. And it's not that the unsaved out there are not going to be witnessed to and not going to be coming to salvation's door in this year. Far be it. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I just know that there are some things that the people of God have desired for a long time. I know that there are some prayer requests that they may have even forgotten they prayed. And I believe that God, in this year of 2015, and maybe even in the years to come in addition, is going to bring into our lives those things that we've kind of not forgotten about maybe, but maybe we put it to the side because we wanted to be busy for the kingdom. God wants to give those things to us because he does desire us to live a life of abundance. So I want to give to both of these women now an opportunity to pray for all of our listeners. And this is the prayer, ladies, that the Lord will bring into the lives of the saved people the power, the anointing, and the rest that only the Holy Ghost can bring to your life. When he brings you that peace and he brings you that guidance, when he brings you to that place where you just know you're in a place of rest with God, hallelujah, where God has brought to your life all that you need to have restored to you, and you walk with the Holy Ghost and you walk in that place of peace. I would just ask, ladies, if y'all could just pray for those listed, those saved people, to be filled with that place of, or rather that presence and power of the Holy Ghost, so they can reach that place of rest in him. And I'm going to ask Pastor Prophetess Bahati to start out the prayer, and then Dr. Conley, if you would finish it off. We got 14 more minutes on the air, but these are going to be some power-packed minutes. Hallelujah. So if you would begin, and as I said, Dr. Conley, if you would just finish out the prayer. Praise God.
Most holy and gracious Father, as we come before you on tonight, God, as we empty ourselves out to you on tonight, God, we just want to give you grace. We just want to give you thanks for what you've already done for us on today. God, I thank you right now for waking us up this morning, God, to see this beautiful day that we have never seen before. And God, not only did you wake us up, you woke us up in our right mind, God, that we could open up our eyes and open up our minds. And we could give praise unto you, for you said in your word, let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. And God, we praise you all tonight. And I just say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for what you've done. God, I say thank you for what you're going to do. And God, I ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you right now to awaken those that are spiritually dead on tonight. God, I know you have the power to do it. God, I'm asking you to come inside of them right now, Father God, and fill them, God. Overflowing, God, overflowing with the Holy Ghost. God, give them an experience that they've never felt before. And God, we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you've done, God. Thank you, God, for walking down the hospital right now, God. I thank you, Jesus, for walking in that hospital room right now, God. And God, a death sentence was given, God, but you said not today, not this one. You can't have him right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I don't know who I'm speaking to right now, Father God, but I see them rising up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your healing and your blessings right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, if there's any on the phone, on the line right now, God, is experiencing any type of discomfort in their body, any disease, Father God, that Satan, God, he only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God, we bind you right now, Satan. I come against you right now by the blood of Jesus Christ, not by my word, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're healed by his stripes. And I thank you, Father God, for dying on the cross for each and every one of us, God. I thank you for giving us the opportunity, God, to experience this Holy Spirit that we're talking about. And I thank you, God, that you have given it to us, God, freely, Father God.
freely, God, without charge. And I thank you for it right now, God. I thank you for the healing of our bodies right now. God, I claim it right now in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against our bodies, God. God, you spoke to Satan even when he came to you, God, even when he came to you and he afflicted Job, God, but he could not touch his soul, God. And you gave him back everything, God, that he had taken away from him. You gave him a double portion. And I'm asking you to give us a double portion on tonight, God. I'm asking you to give me a double portion on tonight. And God, I love you. Hallelujah. I love calling your name. There's no other name that I want to call on but the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, when we open our eyes in the morning and we open our mouth in the morning, we can go all day long, God, praising you and giving you glory for who you are, because you are mighty, God. You are an awesome God. You are a healer, God. You are a comforter to us today. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, God, I thank you for your presence that's on the line right now, God. Touch it and heal it right now, God. Touch them broken hearts right now, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Touch those hearts that have been broken, Lord, from loneliness and abandonment, Father God, from church hurt on tonight, God. I ask you to touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name right now, God, as we give you praise on this line on tonight, God, because you alone are worthy of our praise. We lift up no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God, and I thank you right now, Father God. I thank you, God, for each and every one that's on the line on tonight. God, I thank you for your presence and for your Holy Ghost right now, God. And I thank you, God, that you have kept us safe all day long, God. Go forth, and as we come, God, you still kept us safe.
Lord.
You sent flames, God, to support, God, and to help us, God. And I thank you for that on tonight. God, I bless you right now, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When we say yes to your will, God, yes to your way, God, yes to your will on tonight, God, bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. We come before your heavenly Father, and we just thank and praise thee for being such an awesome and a mighty God. We come, Lord God, leading on the everlasting arms of the Almighty God, because we believe and know that every promise, Lord, that you have promised, Lord, is yea and amen. We believe and know, Lord God, that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly. We realize, Lord, no failure, no disappointment in you, Father. You keep, Lord God, thy word to the end. Lord God, you are touched by the feeling of our infirmity. And we come, Lord God, and we, Lord, just begin to press into the Spirit, Father. We begin to trust you, Lord God, to know that your word is faithful. Lord God, that you said it, Lord God, and that our eyes behold it, Lord, as you manifest it in our lives. Every man, every woman, Lord, is on this telephone line. We're asking you, Lord God, to intervene, Lord, to see the need, to touch down, Lord God, in the depth. To bring forth, Lord God, their destiny. Let them realize, Lord God, you are able. There is no failure in you, Father. Your promises, Lord, will ever come to pass. Lord God, your word stands alone. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for those that you're healing, those that you're delivering. Lord, we thank you for the men and women of God that are pressed, Lord God, to hold up the bloodstained banner. Lord, encourage their spirit, man. Lord God, fortify the spiritual house. Let us realize, Lord, that the wind of life may blow, but God never fails. Hallelujah. He's a keeper. Lord God, he wins every time. And Lord, if we be in any doubt, we can find you winning from chapter to chapter, even to the last end of the verse. Lord God, we win. We are victorious in season and out of season, and we claim it so. Every man, woman, and child that don't know your Father, we pray, God, introduce yourself, Lord, in a personal way, in a way that they can understand it. Lord God, let them know you love them. You said, for God so loved the world that he gave. Lord, he didn't get reached down in the bottom, but he reached, Lord God, in glory, gave himself, hallelujah, became the sacrifice that we might have life and have it more abundant. suddenly. We claim it so. We receive it so. We stand in it, Lord God. We refuse, Lord, to fail. We refuse to let go. Lord God, you are able. And we thank you right now. Bless Lord God. Bless Lord the radio station. Bless Lord God. Lord the pastor. Lord God, Jesus, bless. And Lord, when you are blessed, let us stand and declare what thus says the Lord God Almighty. No wavering, no doubting, no shifting, because our God is immutable. He changes not. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, bring greetings to these women of God and to those who are listening.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, sisters. All of you, every single one of you. The power and the spirit of God has went forth through this airway, through these airways and through this internet broadcast throughout the country and the world, that they get to see that there's power in the blood and there's unity in the blood of Jesus. There's togetherness and there's oneness in the blood of Jesus. I thank you. I thank my sister, the apostle, prophetess Anya Bahati. I thank you, Pastor. Well, hey, speak those things that are not to it is. Patricia Conley, Dr. Conley, as we have always known her. All of the doctor in many areas of the spirit of God, of the word of God. I thank you. I thank my wife for taking her time and planning out with the Lord these ideas and things that would bring forth health and healing in people's lives through an opportunity to hear the voices of those who know what the Spirit of God is and have experienced and been healed by the blood of Jesus. So, God, I thank you again and again. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for this mission that you have us on. We've moved in different states, and from these different states we've been given the opportunity to spread the gospel. I mean, evangelists extraordinaire, only because of you, Lord. But we thank you, and I thank you again and again, and I give you praise, that Holy Spirit that has ability to touch even the deeper parts of our person, the sinewy parts of our person. Hallelujah. Even unto the marrow and unto the spirit. God, I thank you, and I give him praise. And all the people of God and the men and women of God who are on this line, say amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Hallelujah. I must agree with my husband. I've been so filled listening to the Lord through the mouthpieces of these two wonderful women of God, and I tell you, my soul is happy. My soul is truly, truly happy. We have been blessed. We have been blessed by both of you richly, and my husband mentioned that we are in different states. We are. The program is on the air from Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. Prophet Pastor Bahati comes to us from Phoenix, Arizona, and Dr. Patricia Conley, Evangelist Dr. Patricia Conley, comes from Lexington, Kentucky. And so we are representing right now three states. And that is enough to say we are nationwide, because we are running not only from the East Coast, where we are here in North Carolina, but Kentucky is sort of the South mid. It's not really Western, but it's mid East. Okay, my son is correcting me here. My son anyway is correcting me. Mid-Eastern part of the United States. And, of course, we know Phoenix, Arizona is definitely out west. And so we can say this is a nationwide program tonight. And all because of these women of God we really need. And I don't know if Pastor Toby can hear me. We need to have some type of allow these women of God to come and bring the word and share with us, Rich. And so we're going to be aware about that and seeking the Lord for his guidance. But don't be surprised if you do that. Praise God. I want to thank you again for taking your time to share with us tonight and letting God use you. And I don't even have any other words to say, you know, for the love that I have for you both and for my admiration. And to those saints of God who are listening, to God be all the glory as you celebrate the Lord on tomorrow. I pray that the words you heard tonight will just give you just that much more unction to praise him and to glorify his marvelous, wonderful name. We love you, and we pray God strengthen your lives. In the name of Jesus, and we say good night. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Alrighty, good night.
Good night.
Night.